let's look at Mark chapter 3. Now, the Lord led me this way for a reason here. There's somebody here that needs this right here. Because you're right in the middle of all of this. There's a lot of scheming and manipulation that go on these jobs. You know, you got the buddy system. You know, who you know. All of that. You got, she said it, you got these clicks. You got all these things that's out there. You need to learn how to overcome in that and not let people run you off from where God set you. I remember somebody got upset because they didn't have no Christians on the job. Well, I'm believing God for another job because ain't no believers where I work. All right, then your light ought to really be bright then. You ought to have the brightest light there is. You got, what opportunity you have. Now, I know sometimes you go on a job, you feel like you've been fighting devils all day. You're fighting devils in the car. When you wake up in the morning, the fight starts. Oh, geez, I got to go up in there again today. Lord, I done run out of call-in days. I ain't got no more days to call in. I'd call in today if I had another call-in day. Some of y'all taking sick days when you ain't sick. You know, that's a lie. I'm going to tell you like it is. You call in sick and you ain't sick and say, but Pastor, that's just the way it is. That's a sick day. You're supposed to be sick to take that day. Well, everybody do it. See, you just fell into the mold of everybody else. Boy, it's burning in here now. Who in here thinking about somebody need to get his tape to? Think about it. Supervisor, I'm sick today. I'm taking a sick day today. What's wrong with you? Well, you know, I'm just feeling bad. Just didn't sleep good last night. Think I'm coming down. See, you start talking all that negative stuff. Think I'm coming down with something. No, ain't nothing wrong with you. And you really like to do it just when you first wake up. So your voice still like you sleep. Where your voice all cracked. I can't come in today. I need a little more rest. I want to try to make it tomorrow. I just can't make it in today. Voice all cracked up. Then you hang the phone up. Hey, where that breakfast at? Hey, you finished cooking them eggs back there? You know good and well you ain't sick, now you acting sick. Then you get off the phone. I resist sickness in the name of Jesus. I know I spoke some bad words. Lord, forgive me for lying and forgive me for acting sick. I rebuke sickness now. You ain't supposed to do that on these jobs. You can't have victory walking in deception. Jesus didn't walk in deception. He's a man had no guile in him. There was no deceit in him. Be honest. You don't need to. Look, use your vacation wisely. I know what it's like. I had a little time when I was working. I didn't want to go on Mondays. They knew when the phone rung on Mondays. They said, there go Greg. I never took 2 weeks vacation because I took them all one day at a time. Hey, I'll take a day of vacation. I ain't never called and told him I was sick when I wasn't sick. I ain't never lie. I say, hey, I got 3 personal holidays. I'm taking one a day. Or, hey, I'm taking a day of vacation today. That was all right with my boss. See, it was okay. I was using my time. But I knew I had to overcome. And I got to where I stopped doing that Monday thing. I had that spirit of dread on me. Start on Sunday night. Gotta go to work in the morning. There you go. I'm going to call in. Then you sit there and you say, do I call, do I not call? Do I go or not go? All right, let's look at Jesus. He had people scheme against him. Mark 3, let's look at verse 20. It says, and the multitude come together again so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said he is beside himself. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casted he out devils. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. Now notice here in the beginning here that they begin to ascribe Jesus' goodness and his good works to the works of the devil. Now, that's an age-old strategy of the devil, that when you are a good person doing the right thing, people are going to speak evil of you. Don't be surprised when people start calling your goodness evil. They told Jesus that, look, he casting out devils by Beelzebub. That's chief devil. So even though what he was doing was good and people were being blessed and delivered and set free, they were ascribing that work to the devil. And so many times on these jobs, what will happen is that you'll have one person there or a handful of people, sometimes even a group of people, that will speak evil of your good deeds. They will find fault with what you're doing. Even though you're doing a good job, they will look for something that they can criticize you about. That's why you have to cover the bases, like being on time, because that shuts that door. That's why you have to, you know, do things with integrity, because it robs the enemy of a door of accusation against you. Then Jesus said this here. He said, verse 27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Verily I say to you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewithsoever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost have never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because they said he had an unclean spirit. Hallelujah. So you see, that false accusation will come against you, but you overcome it just like Jesus did. You just keep on doing what you see the Father doing. You keep living right. You keep doing the right thing. Then you use some wisdom. If you had to document some things, document, just keep a note so that the record is straight. But you don't fight fire with fire, because God wants you to win, and he wants you to overcome. And if you'll just listen to the Holy Ghost, he'll show you just what to do. He will show you what to do, and the schemes of the enemy will blow up right in their face. It just won't work. False accusation came. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew chapter 12. Look at verse 10. It says, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful? Now they're questioning Jesus. They're in the synagogue. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days that they might what? That they might accuse him. You see, Jesus knows what it's like to be falsely accused. So when you get falsely accused, don't think that you got to quit. You got to lay down. You just got to take it. Let me tell you, you just spend some time praying, and you follow what the Holy Ghost is telling you to do, and you will come out victorious in that situation. Amen. I've had people that I've had to work right alongside that didn't want me to make it. And I could discern that they wanted me to fail. And I know some that tried to get me to fail. I know some that would do stuff wrong, knew it was wrong, but it had my name on it. And somehow God would always work that and weave that out thing where I'd come out all right. Somebody always come along and say, you know what, we're going to do that right. Let me tell you, I can't tell you how many times when I needed to get things done, you know, just not enough hours in the day to do it, I'd bump into somebody and say, hey, Greg, you need me to do this? And it'd be just what I needed them to do. Yeah, that would be a blessing to me for you to do that. I always got what I needed done. God always sent the people. Then he taught me wisdom on how to go about getting things done. He just taught me things. He showed me things ahead of time. He gave me discernment on my job so that I knew when somebody was trying to do something wrong. And not only that, he gave me wisdom to benefit other people. God will give you wisdom for the people that's around you. Now, whether they listen to it or not is another thing. Matthew 12. All right, verse 10. Behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him? And he said to them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore is it lawful to do well on the Sabbath day? Then said he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and was restored whole like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Amen. Amen. So sometimes you had to know when to separate yourself from a group. See, Jesus knew when to separate himself. He, you know, there was times when they came to get him, and the Bible says that he withdrew himself and went right through the midst of them. Sometimes you had to know how to separate yourself from bad conversation. Or when you know somebody's scheming, they might not be scheming against you, scheming against somebody else. Don't have no part to do with that, because how you scheme on somebody else is going to come right back on you. All I'm telling you is that Jesus walked in victory in every area, and this is an area that you're going to have to master. Most of us are going to be working all our life. Right? So you have to learn how to master situations on your job. Jesus overcame all. Amen? Let me give you some scriptures here. I'm just going to quote them to you that Jesus wants you to overcome. He wants you to be victorious. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes this world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Your faith in God makes you a powerful person. God wants you to win in every situation. God wants to raise you up on your job. He wants you to have victory on your job. He wants you to have victory in your home. You know, whatever station of life you're in, God wants you to win. It's never his will for you to lose. You are victorious. God wants you to win. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Women need love. Men need respect. Simple said, but complicated. On Friday, February 17th at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m., the Word Christian Center, 4701 Lee Street, with host pastors Reverend Greg and Celeste Tejada, present Love and Respect video conference by Dr. Emerson and Sarah Egerich. This relationship conference is for the married, divorced, separated, dating, and single. Dr. Emerson and Sarah Egerich conference teaches men and women how to resolve conflict, dealing with negative reactions, known as the crazy cycle. The energizing cycle will teach and motivate couples by meeting each other's needs, even though your relationship seems hopeless. In this love and respect conference, you can gain understanding on how to handle an indifferent or unresponsive partner, which is called the reward cycle.